Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are partly cloudy, while Jerusalem enjoys a clear night. Haifa sees a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, over 8,000 plaintiffs seek to hold the Palestinian Authority liable for the October 7th massacre and war damages. The Jerusalem District Court set Sunday as the deadline for arguments. That's from the Jerusalem Post in the last hour. Also, heeding a Saudi plea, former President Donald Trump says he canceled a joint U.S.-Israel assault on Iran. This development was reported by Forward just minutes ago. Also this hour, not just Saudi Arabia but Qatar also asked Trump to cancel the attack on Iran. Qatar promised to open the Strait of Hormuz and warned against a large-scale attack. That's according to Israel Hayom earlier today. Separately, politicians criticized Netanyahu's dismissal of the draft law. Eisenkot called it a pathetic and cynical spin, saying it insults the intelligence of the Israeli public. This comes from Walla in the past half hour. And finally, following reports of potential cyber attacks on the U.S. water sector, Israel confirms it thwarted cyber attacks by Iran. This report is from I-24 News, 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 posted just minutes ago, Iran unveiled a propaganda billboard in Tehran depicting members of the Trump family as bloodied corpses, with threatening messages. David Keyes, an activist, shared his thoughts earlier today. He humorously admitted to a greater Israel plan, claiming it targets the Andromeda Galaxy, poking fun at conspiracy theories. Shurat Hadin, an Israeli legal advocacy group, announced a new episode of their series, All Caps. It promises stories of resilience and comedy following devastation, posted 27 minutes ago. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the lawsuit against the Palestinian Authority. The Jerusalem Post reports that over 8,000 plaintiffs aim to hold the PA accountable for the October 7th massacre and ongoing war damages. This legal move is linked to a study that ties the PA prisoner payment system to senior Hamas figures. If successful, this case could set a significant legal precedent affecting the PA's international standing. Turning to the cancelled assault on Iran. According to Forward, Donald Trump said he stopped a joint U.S.-Israel attack on Iran at Saudi Arabia's request. This revelation comes as regional tensions remain high, with concerns over energy security. The decision underscores the complex diplomatic balance in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals that Qatar joined Saudi Arabia in urging Trump to halt the attack on Iran. Qatar assured the opening of the Strait of Hormuz, averting potential global energy disruption. This highlights Qatar's strategic role in regional diplomacy and energy security. Separately, Netanyahu faces criticism over his handling of the draft law. As reported by Walla, politicians like Eisenkot label his actions as empty promises. This criticism could impact public trust and influence future legislative debates in Israel. Finally, I-24 News reports that Israel thwarted Iranian cyber attacks amid reports of similar threats to the U.S. water sector. This highlights the ongoing cyber warfare threats nations face and Israel's proactive measures to defend its infrastructure. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that during the recess, there's a green light for transferring millions to coalition funds. The Knesset's legal advisor ruled that the Finance Committee can continue discussions, ensuring financial allocations proceed. Separately, CTEC highlights a trend of Israeli engineers leaving high-tech careers for new ventures. The Bitech movement sees professionals building classrooms and farms, reflecting a shift in career values. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli startups raised $1.4 billion in July. This brings the total to $9 billion in the first 7 months of 2026, showcasing the nation's vibrant startup ecosystem. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.